Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And we literally are available everywhere in the world. You can listen anytime, anywhere on my website, brucesalen.com. You can download, you can send it to your friends. You can make CDs and sell them on the corner. I really leave it up to you. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley Stereo, my home theater home and my stereo and AV one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you. You can email questions to me anytime at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley's Stereo. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and tweet me during the show if you'd like. I'm a multitasker, so please also like and join my Dad's Point of View Facebook page. My shows are also available for download on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store to podcasts and search for The Bruce Salen Show. Today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column titled The Family Dinner. You can find my columns on my website or just Google me and you'll find them anywhere. But I have a special guest for this first segment of our show. Kimberly Clayton Blaine, MA, MFT, mom, producer, writer, is the executive producer of the online parenting show www.thegotomom.tv and author of the book that I think is just about coming out, The Go-To Mom Parent Guide to Emotion Coaching Your Children. You can find a link to buy her book right on my website, brucesalen.com. Kimberly is a national child development expert and a licensed family and child therapist specializing in working with children newborn to 6 years old. Kimberly is also an early childhood consultant for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Here's a little promo about her book, and then I'm going to introduce her and have her start taking over my show. It says, are you tired of the tantrums, the constant fighting, the sick feeling in the pit of your stomach after you've yelled at your child? You're not alone. Author Kimberly Clayton Blaine says emotion coaching is the path to raising healthier, happier kids and explains how it helps you get past some common parenting problems. All right, Kimberly, tell us what emotion coaching is and welcome to my show.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited. Well, you know, emotion coaching, I feel it's something that we all kind of take for granted. We think, hey, kids have emotions. Let's just focus on the behavior because we don't like what they're doing right now. But actually, my philosophy, emotion coaching, it's a way of parenting that keeps you close and connected to your child during the discipline times, the challenging times, when we actually kind of separate from them and when we're not connected with them. So it's dealing actually with their emotions, teaching them how to identify them and express them appropriately so we don't have all these outbursts.
You had given me, when we talked about your appearing on the show, some examples of a way to behave that was different. And my kids are older, and I sure wish I had known some of those when they were younger because it would have saved me and them probably a lot of heartache. But would you share some of those examples? And also, you need to tell us about the roadblocks, which seem to be a big part of your book.
Yes. Well, for example, the first roadblock, I always say parents get these challenges because we're disciplining and then we think, wait, is this okay to do? I guess so. My mom did it, so it must be good for me. The first roadblock is extreme parenting, being super strict where you know, I'm their parent, you say so, or being aggressive and maybe spanking and doing a lot of punishment. The other extreme is the loosey-goosey where there's no boundaries. The child's left to do anything and anywhere they want.
So, and I imagine when those extremes both exist, one from the mom and one from the dad, creates confused kids.
Absolutely. And you know what? Both those kids end up in the same place later in life. They are not respecting the rules of society. They have no boundaries, or they're out looking to belong, maybe get involved in gangs and drugs. So number one, extreme parenting, not a good thing. We all do it. It's an easy thing, but we've got to be mindful of where's the middle of the road. And that's emotion coaching. That's being your kid's coach. It's like sitting on their shoulder and you're their little coach, coaching them all along the way. They don't know the way. They might look big. They might be growing. They're truly innocent, and they still have that naivety, and we need to be aware of that and be sensitive to it.
I also think that part of parenting is being willing to really show them and model, and parenting is a job. It doesn't just happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be interactive. You have to pay attention, and you have to teach.
Absolutely.
You know, because you are kind and good and have good manners does not mean that your children will. You need to teach them to be kind and good and have good manners.
Right. Children learn best through positive examples and through positive environment. And so that's actually a roadblock that comes down the way. Let's go to number two.
Okay.
Discounting and minimizing your child's feelings. That's very common, and it's very easy to do. Here's the example. We've all seen the dad in the pool with his three-year-old. Come on, Jimmy, jump. Dad is going to catch you. And Jimmy's shaking, and Daddy's all, come on, you can do it, come on. And the child is hesitant, and Daddy gets a little ticked off, right?
Were you there when I was?
I was watching you, Bruce. You know,
you don't have video proof, though, do you?
And then the kid doesn't jump, and what does Dad do? All right, I'm not swimming the rest of the day. And he gets his feelings hurt. He takes it personally. The coach, the middle-of-the-road parent, would say, Jimmy, come to the top step. If you jump there, it's not so high. You look kind of scared. How are you feeling? Kind of being one with your child and not being the know-it-all with your child. Because guess what? They learned from you. And if you're sensitive and you're compassionate and you guide them, they will do the same to others.
That this is so wise, Kimberly. That is just so smart. I do wonder, though, on that particular point, I often talk on my show and write about the gender differences. It would seem that taking that example, that a mom, again, I'm being general, there's exceptions to every rule, a mom would find that a little easier to do than a dad?
Yeah, and let's be honest here. There are gender differences. Clearly, research and studies have shown that the male brain is very different than the female brain.
Really? Did you go to graduate school and you still believe there are differences?
Can you believe that? Not
That's
only did
shocking.
I do graduate school, but I did over 4,000 hours in study lab. But you know,
I thought they taught you that we're the same in graduate school.
The interesting thing is, I was at the airport the other day, and here's an example of the male versus the female way of parenting. Because the female's brain is very conducive to relationships and how things relate in the world and that sensitivity, a dad is holding his four-year-old. The four-year-old keeps batting him in the arm. Now, earlier on the flight, I was admiring this father for the 3 hours of compassion and patience he had. I was admiring this man. He was so great with that four-year-old. But guess what? By the end of the flight, he couldn't take it anymore. So, after being hit over and over on the hand, I hear this dad belt out, "Stop it! Did you hear me? Stop it!" And he screams at the top of his lungs and swats him.
Okay. So he just undid all the goodwill he built up with you.
Guess what mommy did?
Okay.
So I'm standing 2 feet away, and I'm holding my breath going, this is in my book. This is exactly what I write about. And mom turns towards him and grabs the four-year-old and rocks him in her arms because daddy hit him. Does the whole compassionate parenting. Says, I'm so sorry daddy did that. And she goes into repair. The connection. We as mommies know the importance of the connection, and you can't break. And during times of discipline, you can't break the connection. You have to stay connected. So yes, women do parent a little different than men. Not all. That's a generalization. But women are more, you know, emotion coaches naturally.
Okay. Believe it or not, we are almost out of time. I want you to make sure to tell our audience where they can get your book, other than on my website, and anything else you'd like to share in the last 30 or 40 seconds we've got.
Yes, the book is found at any major bookstore or on Amazon or on Bruce's site. And also remember, when you're disciplining your kids, ask yourself, is what you're doing in the moment good for your child now and in the long run? Very key point.
Hey, Kimberly, how about coming on next week so we can do roadblocks 3 and 4?
We'll do it.
Okay, I would love to have you on because this is just not enough time.
Okay.
Okay, and I will see you at your special event coming up.
We'll
thank
see
you
ya.
So much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Again, I want to thank Shelley's Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. Shelley's is my home theater home, my stereo and AV one-stop shop, and I hope it's yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them a dad's point of view and Bruce Allen sent you there. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view.
Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, no point of view. Bruce Allen, a dad's point of view.